This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do in your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
When I heard the news earlier today that Sears Holdings had filed bankruptcy, I hearkened back to one of those back porch conversations I had with former neighbor Edward Telling, the man in charge of Sears Roebuck for 7 years. Back about 3 decades ago, I'd get to visit often with Ed as he walked his little dog. And as I shared in my book, Stories from the Heartland, Ed told me on one of those occasions, "You know, Max, we just weren't very good at selling tractors." At the airport in Milwaukee yesterday, on the military side, at least one shot was fired when a vehicle crashed through a gate of the National Guard Air Refueling Wing. 3 people were arrested. Attorneys for reality television star Chris Soules from Iowa have requested a change of venue for his court hearings because of media coverage. Soules, best known for being on the TV show The Bachelor, faces charges for leaving the scene of an accident causing the death of a farmer neighbor when the vehicle that police say Soules was driving ran into the back of the farmer's tractor. From This Week in Agribusiness, you know, farmers often have challenges getting their side of the story told, especially in the general media, where few in the newsrooms are experts in science or biology, and often are not knowledgeable of the realities of modern crop and livestock production, the production of food in large enough quantities and superb quality necessary to feed our growing population. There's been a recent example of this in the major pork-producing area of North Carolina, the state that ranks second in pork production. The newspapers and broadcast news reports last month were full of stories telling of the concern of overflowing hog lagoons. The pork producers said it wouldn't be a problem as they had lowered the levels of many of those lagoons in advance of the tropical storms. Now it turns out that municipal wastewater overflows, those sanitary system overflows, likely greatly exceeded the hog lagoon overflows. This now comes from the Department of Environmental Quality in North Carolina. But the chief executive of the state's pork council, Andy Curless, says the media spotlight has been brutal. In fact, he said the media attention was, as he put it, distorted and out of context, stirred up, Curless says, by activist groups with an agenda. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.